verses on that third stanza.
I can feel the anger fast as I meet sudden blast. Then the cable, though unseen, bears a heavy strain between. Through the storm I safely ride till the turn.
Thankful that I could be here tonight to with my third period family, actually. When I was diagnosed, it was a year ago, last week, I think. It was a series of days in succession with bad, worse news every day, actually. And I remember thinking, I just wish I could get into one of those meetings. Maybe more than one, but I want to go to a meeting. And, of course, I couldn't. And then Brother Ernie brought a meeting to me, and I was so thankful and so encouraged by that and by all of you, by my third period family visiting me in Wheaton, Illinois. Thank you very much. And I just want to thank all of you and to say to all of you tonight that what God has done for me, He has done for everyone who has prayed for me. You're all part of His work and His victory. It's not just me. It's not just for me. It's all of us together. And we felt that all the way along as people were praying for us. And God wanted to do something for us all, not just this family, but the extended family that was praying. And so I thank you for being part of that. My first diagnosis was... Well, I shouldn't have been alive much more than 2 months. And then my daughter-in-law, who's a physician, came around Christmas. We got together, and she said, you know, four people in my clinic were diagnosed around when you were, and they're all dead. And in October of last year, I had been hospitalized quite unexpectedly, very quickly, for 9 days. And after I was in the hospital for a few days, the doctor came to me and said, well, a few years ago, this would really have been touch and go. But now I think maybe we can pull you through. And this was the first I realized about how really serious that episode was. And so there are steps along the way when we just had to ask the Lord to help us to learn the lessons and to that He wanted to teach us through this. And there were many of them, and we're still learning them, but we're so thankful for the family of which we're part and with whom we share what God is doing for us and through us, because we're one body. And so thank you and thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can take our seats and let's sing that last stanza together.
Troubles almost whelm us all.
No, I'll stick to this testimony. But I think I should share. 20 years ago, I was here on the grounds, and I was 21 years old, and I had been diagnosed earlier that year with rheumatoid arthritis. Started in the end of January, and it steadily progressed. And when it was time for me to pack everything I owned and come up to camp for as long as they would keep me, which was what I was doing every summer at that point in my life, I was on some medication, and I said, you know, I'm not saying I'm never going to take medication again, but while I'm at camp, I'm going to trust the Lord. And I don't know if this was a wise thing, but I left the medication at home. And while I was here, things got worse, steadily worse. You can see I'm not as tough as my cousin. But I was in very serious pain every morning. It was extremely difficult to get going in the morning, from my feet to my shoulders to my hands. It took me quite a while to get going in the morning and to loosen up. And I think it was right at the start of third period, or the end of second, but it was a bus day when we were either loading up the bus or unloading. And I went to Brother Tom. And I said, I can't do it. And I remember I went back to the workers' lean-tos. And I was so scared. I was 21. I said, am I going to be a cripple the rest of my life? and I couldn't pray. I just cried and went to sleep. And word went out around the camp. And people began to pray. And it wasn't immediate, but it was almost immediate. Within a week of that day, for the first time in 6 months, I woke up one morning with zero pain in my body. And to this day, I've had one or two day, like a flare up in a shoulder, and then, but never again to this day has it been anything, have I experienced anything like what happened that summer. And God touched me in such a miraculous way, and I am so thankful. And here it is, I just realized 20 years, and I should stand and thank God. There's something called a rheumatoid factor, I think I have that right, that all of us have. And everyone has. And I think as long as your number is below 20, it's considered normal. And I don't know if there's medical professionals here who can help me out. But when I went to camp, mine was well over 100. And when I got home, it was 4.
Praise the Lord.
So we have a God who heals. We have a God who is faithful. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Can I invite some of my friends up here to sing with me?
As long as I'm not one of them.
Danny. And the other two, I just told them a minute ago. You guys come up. 473. We're going to sing about Jesus. Last Friday night, we sang a song. And Brother Ernie stopped us, and he quoted the first line to make sure we realized what we were singing. Do you remember what that was? I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. And I had been thinking along those same lines as I was driving up to camp that day. And I wanted to sing this song. It didn't work out, so we're going to sing it now.
To nerve my fate.
I found a friend, oh, such a friend, so kind and true and tender, so wise a counselor and guide, so mighty a defender. From him who loves me now so
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Oh, Lord, how we thank you for your love and your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your great goodness. Hallelujah. God is so good. To Jesus, when he's our Savior, there are, what the psalmist would call benefits, things that he does. He forgives our iniquities, all of our sins, he washes them away, and he says then he heals all of our diseases, crowns our lives with loving kindness and tender mercy, satisfies our mouth with good things, and on and on and on in that psalm. But the most important thing is not that our bodies are healed, although that's a tremendous benefit. And when Jesus died on the cross, I believe that in the atonement, he included in that price that he paid not only for my sins, but for my sicknesses. He heals all of our diseases. Now, that's not just for Sister Edith or Brother Andrew. And I'm not asking now for everybody to go around, because we would be here the rest of the evening if everybody that was ever healed by the Lord Jesus Christ, divine healing. I'm not talking about he helped me out after, but when the Lord really, it's a miracle what God has done. I'm sure there are many, many testimonies. And we can maybe not all of us, but many. But the most important thing, the much more important thing, is that first part, not that heals all our diseases, but that he forgives all of our iniquities. You know, then that gives us a right to the rest of the chapter. I think it does. He forgives our sins, and then there's something called the children's bread, healing. In that atoning sacrifice, he paid for my sickness, but he first wants to take care of my sin. And what a wonderful thing it is. You know, I think Sister Edith, and I think Brother Andrew, and anybody here that's ever been healed of something painful and something terrible and something that could threaten your life in a few months or a year, I think they would all say, and we would all say, the most important thing, though, wasn't that healing, although that's wonderful, thank God. But the most important thing is that he washed away my sins, that he cleansed me from my sin, took it all away. And I don't have that iniquity, that sin, that load of sin that we were born in and born with. Why, Jesus took that on himself. And now, because he did, I'm saved. And I know him. And then as I go through life, he can heal me. He has included that. That's part of it. I can ask him when I'm sick. I can pray. I can, as we read in the Bible, ask others to pray. Pray one for another. And we can do that. And that's such a tremendous privilege. And on and more, there are so many of these different benefits. And the other great thing is that we get to know Jesus better and better all the time. More and more, we get to understand his love. We get to understand how wonderful he wants to show himself to us. And there are prayers that different people have prayed. And there are prayers that different people have put to song and to music. And one beautiful prayer about asking Jesus to draw us closer, nearer, that we could know him better as our Savior, as our healer, but then just to get to know him, just to have that relationship. We talked about it yesterday, that first love where he just thrills our soul. And we come closer, 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 because that's our desire. And I think that some of our young ladies are going to sing that prayer. It's their prayer, right? It's our prayer. And we'll pray it as you sing it. So come, please.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Granted, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Let us take our books and sing together. Number 387. 387. Maybe you'd like to stand again as we sing. 387.
Take the world, but give me the Lord.